The growing gap between rich and poor and the emergence of new forms of poverty were at the heart of an address in New York on Tuesday by Archbishop Celestino Migliore, the Holy See's permanent observer to the United Nations there. Archbishop Migliore was speaking to a meeting of the UN's General Assembly, during which he praised efforts to implement the Millennium Development Goals and promote fairer financial and trade relationships. Here's Emma McCarthy again.
Yesterday in New York, the Holy See's permanent observer to the United Nations, Archbishop Celestino Migliore, addressed the 62nd General Assembly, offering an assessment of the international community's successes and failures in reaching the Millennium Development Goals. Archbishop Migliore said that still today, almost 10 million children below 5 years old die each year, mostly from preventable causes, and that too many mothers die in childbirth from preventable and treatable complications. The Archbishop said last year nearly 3 million people died of HIV/AIDS-related causes, and half of the developing world lacks even basic sanitation. Archbishop Migliore said to prevent this situation from worsening, the United Nations, with the cooperation of all member states, must renew its commitment to the preservation of life at every level and in every corner of the world.
Those Millennium Development Goals, drawn up in the year 2000 by world leaders meeting at the UN, contained important commitments to overcome poverty, eliminate diseases, and promote education, especially for girls, in the poorest countries of the world. Yet almost halfway through the 15 years set as the time frame for achieving those targets, many are now questioning whether it's possible to achieve such an ambitious set of goals.
I am hopeful that some of the goals can be achieved. I mean, they were a very ambitious target, but, you know, ambition is no bad thing. I think the major threat to our world is mediocrity and apathy, not ambition. And in terms of tackling poverty and injustice, we should always strive to be ambitious.
Christine Allen is director of the London-based international development charity Progressio. The organisation draws its inspiration from Pope Paul VI's visionary social encyclical Populorum Progressio, or On the Development of Peoples, published 40 years ago at Easter in 1967. The document was partly the result of the Pope's own travels to Latin America, Africa, India and the Holy Land, where he saw with his own eyes the grinding poverty, sickness and desperation that contrasted so sharply with the economic progress and fast-growing consumer culture of Western countries. Pope Paul, like today's church leaders, saw the urgent need for the Christian message of love, compassion, justice and equality, to act as a social conscience and to speak out against the growing gap between rich and poor.
And I think there's a lot that churches and faith groups and faith leaders can contribute to that process too. There's a lot that can be done, and there's a lot that is being done. A lot of provision of services is very positive, is very good. Issues around the way perhaps women and girls get treated, perhaps churches should do more to encourage and support that. But I think in practice, there's a lot of really good work that's going on, particularly to address the needs of those that are poorest and more marginalised. In some respects, perhaps I don't think we'll meet them all, but I don't think that should be a reason why we should stop trying. And there are very clear indications that progress is being made. Perhaps it's not as fast as we'd hope it to have been, but nonetheless, progress is there. And in the same way that Paul VI talked about our recognition of the new social conscience for all, I think the Millennium Development Goals in some respects help to provide something like that new social conscience, both from the Millennium but also from the global call to end poverty. In the UK it was called Make Poverty History. Those sorts of campaigns that are really focused around holding governments to account to make sure that they meet their Millennium Development Goals targets are, I think, in many respects new social consciences and should be supported by everybody.
Christine Allen, director of the London-based international development charity Progressio.